Local Democratic leaders will gather in Detroit this week to discuss local initiatives and take a closer look at what's impacting change in the states and cities. Joining us live to talk about the summit is New Deal CEO Debbie Cox Bolta. Thank you for coming on to WWJ.
Thanks so much for having me, Ryan.
So can you tell us about the New Deal Idea Summit?
Yeah, we're so excited to be with you in Detroit this week. The New Deal is a national group, actually, of exceptional state and local elected officials from across the country, mayors, city council members, state legislators. And we have a great group there in Detroit, including Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist and Secretary of State Benson and Mallory McMurrow and others. And we're excited to come to Detroit to, as you said, talk a little bit about what's working, where government's doing well. It's an exciting time at the state and local level. Increasingly, they are on the front lines of so many issues that people care about. So we're going to be looking at best practices and sharing ideas that are working.
So when you say ideas that are working, what topics are working?
Yeah, great question. So there's a couple things we're going to be talking about specifically. So first, as your listeners may know, there's been a really huge infusion in federal assistance to states and localities through things like the American Rescue Plan and the Bipartisan Infrastructure Deal and other things that have passed Congress. So with that new money comes opportunities to invest in America and invest in the states. So specifically, we chose Detroit because there's so many exciting things happening there where you live that we're going to be showcasing for the rest of the country. At the state level, your legislators are using ARPA funds to do things like help small businesses. Originally, that was a lot done to help them through the pandemic just to stay afloat, but now they're investing in small businesses to grow and expand business. Another example at the state level is the work that they're doing around childcare, preschool, new classrooms, and support for childcare givers. There's also exciting stuff happening at the local level. We'll be highlighting Grand Rapids, Michigan Mayor Rosalind Bliss's efforts around homelessness to help more than 7,000 homeless with shelter, but also with wraparound services. And Andy Shore in Lansing will be talking about his efforts to hire graduation coordinators to help boost graduation rates. So there's just a lot of exciting stuff going on.
One of the issues I know we ran into in Detroit is part of these funds, and a lot of it pandemic-era funds, were used to hire new teachers, administrators in schools, help them get more, up to date when it comes to different guidelines that the CDC was recommending. Well, that money is running out, so they were talking about cutting jobs for teachers and administrators. So when you talk about the ARPA funds for small businesses, are these just short-term goals, short-term projects to try to boost the economy? Are these more long-term goals you're looking at?
Yeah, it's a great question. There are some short-term funds that ARPA was doing, as you say, because it was the health emergency provisions. But a lot of folks around the country are using these funds to invest in things that can have legs well beyond the short term. So whether that's new curriculum that you invest in early and then you can keep using after it's developed, or whether it's ways you're going to measure success, and we'll be talking about that with the leaders both in Michigan and, as I said, people that are coming from across the country who have found ways to either do one-time funds that'll keep having impact, or how to replace those funds that were coming from the federal government with other funds. I do want to make sure I get a chance to mention another issue that we are going to be focusing on, which is democracy. I mentioned Secretary of State Benson, who's a New Deal leader. That's another issue that we'll spend a lot of time talking about, the kind of ongoing threats to our democracy and what state and local leaders can do specifically to help protect our election integrity, to expand voting rights, and to increase civic engagement.
Joining us here is the CEO of New Deal, Debbie Cox Bolta. And let's talk about some of the other lawmakers. Are we going to see basically state legislators? Are we going to see some congressmen, senators? What kind of lawmakers plan to attend?
Yeah, so again, we're really focused primarily on state and local elected officials. So, some of the Michigan folks who will be joining us, again, include Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist and Secretary of State Benson, some of your legislators, Winnie Brinks, Mallory McMurro, Darren Camilleri, some of your mayors like Rosin Bliss up in Grand Rapids and Andy Shore in Lansing, as well as Dave Coulter, Oakland County Executive, and others. But we're also bringing in more than 45 other elected officials from across the country. So whether that's the Milwaukee Mayor, Cav Johnson, or state legislators from I think about 14, 15 other states. So it's going to be a group that can get together and share what's happening where they live and learn from each other.
Great. And when is the New Deal Idea Summit being held?
It's going to be Monday and Tuesday there in Detroit.
Great. So is this just for lawmakers, or is there some other way people can find more information about it?
Thank you for asking. Yeah, actually, if people want to tune in, they can join us live in terms of watching it virtually. We'll be live streaming it. They can go to our website, which is www.newdealleaders.org. And if they're interested in finding out about some of the people that we work with, we do have a podcast, An Honorable Profession, where we interview these lawmakers on a weekly basis, so they can tune in there as well.